Remain standing. Okay, Ephesians chapter 6. Go ahead.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth.
It's okay to verse 13, and go to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 7.
For though we walk in the flesh,
2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 to 7.
For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in the readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. Verse 7. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trusts to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, so are we Christ.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Now, note that verse 7 again.
Do you look on things after the outward
appearance? Note it very well. Do you look on things after the outward appearance? If any man trust to himself that he is Christ, let him of himself think this again, that as he is Christ, you are a Christian, Abby, even so are we Christ. Why will he make this statement? And this is what some of us need to know. And when I say some of us, not just seated here, but Christians generally, we're looking at the topic that I titled Spiritual Warfare, in bracket, Demonology. Demonology. The study of demons. And we are limiting it to scriptures. Now, you will see that why that verse 7 is important. If you think that you are a Christian, therefore you don't need deliverance. Therefore you don't pray certain prayers of warfare. Because you are a Christian, Apostle Paul is saying that, see, when you come to Christ, we are in a battlefield. And this battlefield is not a battle, a physical battle, it's a spiritual battle against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, when you come to Christ, don't just sit and say, I am free, I am delivered. I am in Christ, therefore I cannot be attacked again. It is because you are in Christ, that is why you will receive attack. There is the attack that you will receive now as a Christian that you will never have received if you were not a Christian. Unbelievers don't receive the attack that Christians receive. And therefore, he said, put on the whole armor of God. Be ready for battle now that you are a Christian. And the battle is not for, you are not saved because you belong to a church. You are not saved because you go to church. You are saved because, hallelujah, you fight every day and you have victory because you fight. Praise the Lord. Listen, what I want to teach you is going to help you I don't know how many. I'm very impressed when I hear testimonies of people. So many people said they didn't even know how to pray until they came to Bride Assembly Church. Some people say their spiritual life began to be meaningful only when they come to Bride Assembly Church. The reason is because they now have a knowledge. Not because they come here and pastor prays for them. There are pastors and prophets. I have listened to some of them. Even this morning, I was, you know, just jam across one, a prophet on a TV station. And I was pointing to my wife, we were laughing. All they do is to magnify themselves. They magnify themselves and make the people look up to them. Yes, you will look up to the shepherd. But listen, the shepherd is to lead you. We are to lead you to the source of the fountain of living water. The shepherd has no food of his own. It is the food that the chief shepherd gives me that I am giving you to eat. You are not to look, you are to look up to me for the food. When you receive this food and eat, then you too have your spiritual muscles to move on and carry on the activities of the day. Hallelujah. The mother, your responsibility is to go to the kitchen and cook for your children. When the children reach a certain age, you don't feed them when you put the food. You only tell them, go and take your food. Then they eat by themselves. If they don't eat, you have done your own part. If they don't eat, they will lack all the vitamins and they'll continue to grow weak. They will not have strength. They will not be healthy. But your own is to play your own part, cook the food and give them. It's a child that you force to eat. It's a child that you feed them by yourself. But when we grow up, hallelujah, as a child, it said, desire the sincere milk of the word. But we are to move to maturity. And when you go, you eat bone, you eat strong meat, not milk again. Hallelujah. The Christian faith, amen. The Christian faith is to establish the individual spiritually. And when you are established, amen, it is there you find your freedom. And this freedom comes from a knowledge. You can never rise or walk above your knowledge of who God is spiritually. So listen very well. If you think that you are a Christian, now therefore you don't need deliverance, Apostle Paul, the apostle to the Gentile, say he too, he is a Christian. If you think you know anything, he too, he knows. And he can tell you that as Christians, we are in battlefield. But the joy of it all is that we are on the winning side. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. The joy of this battle is that the battle has been won before it is fought. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The battle is already won. It's already won. Praise the Lord. Why is America called a superpower? It is because they know they have superior weapons. They say they have superior weapons. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said they have a superior weapons. When Iran, America traced one of those leaders of the terrorist group in the Middle East, sponsored by Iran, disturbing Iraq and the rest. They were surprised how that They didn't know that, hey, praise God. Hallelujah. Without any physical person around, they were far somewhere in the sea, far in the ship in the sea. And they launched a satellite, a drone. They launched a drone by remote control. Unmanned drone up in the sky, and they armed it. And wherever the man was going, they were monitoring him through that drone. The drone has a camera, and the drone had weapons, had bombs. And they were watching him. He went for his meeting. He was in a convoy going. They even knew which vehicle he was in that long convoy. And they descended and destroyed him. From nowhere, they were seeing rain of bombs scatter all of them, and they killed him. Donald Trump was the president. And before you know what, Iran and all those terrorists were trying to go and attack American base. I remember the statement that Trump told Iran. He said, "Don't let me use one of my weapons on you." That was all. He said, "Don't try it and don't let me use." There was a sarcastic way he used it. And people feared him because they call him a madman. He will order it. They have weapons that in 5 minutes, the whole nation of Iran will be no more. That is why they are called superpower. A songwriter said, "Jesus power, superpower." Hallelujah. And so he said, the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal, but what? Mighty through God. To do what? To pull down the strongholds of the enemy. That's why I say, hallelujah. The battle we face has been won before we started. Oh, I expect you to be happy. I expect us to be happy. Now, let's see the history of spiritual warfare. This spiritual warfare, this is the history of spiritual warfare. And we have a tip of it in Revelation chapter 12. Listen, when a description of that woman in Revelation chapter 12, and that woman there is Israel, the nation of Israel, and verse 3 and verse 4, Revelation chapter 12.
"And there appeared another wonder in heaven."
Now God is showing John something that happened in heaven.
"And behold, a great red dragon."
A
great red dragon.
A great red dragon.
"Having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head."
Listen, again, verse 3 again.
"And there appeared another wonder in heaven."
Yes.
"And behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and 7 crowns upon his head."
Having how many?
7 heads and 10 horns.
7 heads.
10 horns.
10 horns.
"And 7 crowns upon his head."
And 7 crowns upon his head. And what did he call him?
A great red dragon.
A great red dragon. If it's a great red dragon with 7 heads.
10 horns.
10 horns.
"And 7 crowns."
Does that not give you a description of Europe? It gives you a description of the power that is in control of Europe. The power that is in control of Europe, hallelujah, is described in the spirit as shown to him as a dragon. But listen, see this dragon. Read on verse 4.
Verse 4. "And he still drew the third part of the stars of heaven."
Now, this is his history, who that dragon is.
"And did cast them to the earth."
He still drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did what?
"Cast them to the earth."
Uh-huh.
"And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered."
Uh-huh.
"For to devour a child as soon as it was born."
Go to verse 7.
"And there was war in heaven."
It happened long before man was created.
"Michael and his angels fought against the dragon."
Uh-huh.
"And the dragon fought and his angels."
Uh-huh.
"And prevailed not. Neither was that place found anymore in heaven.
Uh-huh.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world.
What is he referred to?
That old serpent.
He is also described as a dragon.
The old serpent.
The old serpent.
Devil and Satan.
He's called the devil. He's also called Satan. Uh-huh.
Which deceived the whole world.
Yes.
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Now go to verse 13.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth.
When he saw that he was cast away from heaven onto the earth.
He persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child.
Uh-huh.
And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle.
Uh-huh.
That she might fly into the wilderness. Into a place where she's nourished for a time and times.
That is the persecution of Israel and during the great tribulation that is coming ahead, yes?
And half a time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman,
uh-huh.
that it might cause her to be carried away of the flood.
Uh-huh.
And the earth helped the woman. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth.
Yes.
And the dragon was wroth with the woman,
uh-huh.
and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandment of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
Now listen very well. That is the history of this spiritual warfare. Now listen. What you see in Revelation chapter 12, where we read, is only by the fulfillment of the prophecy that God himself spoke in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. To the serpent.
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
That is the punishment that he gave the serpent. What did he say?
And I will put enmity between thee and the woman.
Uh-huh.
And between thy seed and her seed,
uh-huh.
he shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
And in my message, I have tried to explain to you that the woman prophesied there was not Eve. The woman prophesied there is that woman of Revelation chapter 12, Israel as a nation. And go back to our messages and you will get it. And so whatever you see happening today, dates back to that prophecy. The enmity between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman. And the Bible lets us know that the seed of the woman, praise the Lord, that seed of that woman is not Eve, and that woman is not Mary, mother of God, as the Catholics refer her to her. It's not Mary. It's not Eve. It is that woman. And that woman, let's read it again. Revelation chapter 12. Read from verse 1.
And there appeared a great wonder in heaven. A woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars.
Yes.
And she being
now,
the child
you see,
cried.
Now that woman, be with child, cried.
Travailing in birth. And pained to be delivered.
And as soon as that woman delivered the child, Satan came to destroy that child. That woman is Israel. And that seed of the woman is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I remember, hallelujah, that it is the battle against the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent that, amen, we see the two groups of people on earth today. We Christians, we are product, children of the seed of the woman. And all unbelievers are products of the seed of the serpent. And the battle between us has been going on. But remember that the serpent, hallelujah, from what we know, the serpent, there was a spirit behind him that moved him, motivated him to do what he is doing. That is why Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse 16. He used this language there.
Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh.
We don't deal with anybody carnally again.
Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh.
Yes.
Yet now, henceforth, know we him no more.
We are now to know him now spiritually. Satan too is to be identified spiritually, not carnally again. And there are these two spirits. The spirit of Satan, hallelujah. We have the spirit of Christ, and the spirit of the Antichrist, because that is the battle. The seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. Christ and Antichrist. The seed of the serpent will bruise the heels of the seed of the woman. What does it mean to bruise the heel? It is progress. The progress of the church of Jesus Christ. Satan will disturb it. What will he use? He is the Antichrist. Hallelujah. He is the Antichrist. Anything Christian, Satan is against it. Antichrist. And the Bible, the prophecy said, and he, the seed of the woman, Christ, will bruise his head. That is, he will cut it off. He will destroy him finally. And that takes place in Revelation chapter 20. So we have two spirits known as the spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost, and the spirit of Antichrist. The Antichrist. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. This is the way Apostle Paul.
Little children, it is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come.
When did they hear that Antichrist will come? It is through that prophecy in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. Go on.
Even now are there many Antichrists.
Even now there are many Antichrists.
Whereby we know that it is the last time.
And you either know it as Christ and Antichrist spirit, or the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6.
We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us.
Who are these us? The apostles. The ministers that Christ committed the light to spread around the world. The foundation builders for the church of Jesus Christ. The apostles. That's why he laid a curse. If anyone preaches any other gospel contrary to what we have preached, let him be accursed. Finish reading that scripture, please.
Hereby know we the spirit of truth.
This is how we will know the spirit of truth
and the spirit of error.
There is the spirit of truth. Hallelujah. And truth comes from Jesus. And the seed of Jesus that he begotten through the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For by one spirit are we baptized into the body. And Christ has his ministers. Satan also has his ministers. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 to 15.
For such are false apostles.
Yes.
Deceitful workers.
Yes.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Okay.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
So that you will now understand why Jesus in Matthew chapter 7 said, not all that say, Lord, 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 we enter into the kingdom. He said, many will come on that day and say, was it in your name? I cast out devil. I did this. I did that. And he said he didn't even know them. Praise the Lord. Because they are not his ministers. They are ministers of Satan. That is, they are the ones that Apostle Paul referred to in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, where he said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. And Jesus said, get thee away from me, ye that work iniquity. Oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we don't look at anything happening physically, we look at it spiritually. It will help us to understand this spiritual warfare. Because you can see that all we know is that the four powers that dominated Europe, not the known world at that time, known as the world kingdoms. We have the Babylonian kingdom. We have the Medo-Persian kingdom. We have the Grecian kingdom. And then we have the Roman kingdom. Now you can see, and they are all of them are located, you know, around the Mediterranean Sea, surrounded by the nations of Europe. Those 10 horns there are the 10 powers. 10 original powers. They are split into country, but in the same location. Praise the Lord. And look at the spirit that is ruling them. He is referred to as a dragon. Now you'll understand that better if you look at Daniel chapter 10, verse 13.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me one.
Now we know this story. Amen. We know this story. Listen very well. Praise the Lord. Daniel was seeking the face of the Lord. And as he knelt down to pray, the Bible says he was there for 21 days. Until the angel came down and tapped him. He refused to stand up. He was very weak. And began to tell him, since you started this supplication, answer was given to me to bring to you. Amen. But while I was coming, he said, what happened? Read it, that verse. What happened?
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days.
These 21 days, there is the prince of the kingdom of Persia. This prince of the kingdom of Persia is not a human being. It's a spiritual principality. 21 days held the prayer of Daniel. We don't know which principality has been holding your own prayer. That's why your prayer is not being answered. Oh, glory be to God. Read on. Let's finish that scripture.
But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. And I remained there with the kings of Persia.
Now you see, he remained there. With who?
The kings of Persia.
Oh, oh, oh. Praise the Lord. These are not physical kings, oh. They are principalities. They are spirits, spirit beings, satanic kingdom. Now you see there, they said the prince of Persia. And that was under the Babylonian captivity. It's one of the nations under Babylon. Then if you go to verse 20.
Then said he, knowest thou wherefore I come unto thee?
Do you know why I have come to you?
And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia.
He is going back to fight with the prince of Persia. And to leave my children alone. And who again?
And when I am gone forth.
And when he has gone and defeated the prince of Persia, something else will happen.
Lo, the prince of Grecia shall come.
After the Babylonian kingdom, which was the kingdom that took over from Babylon. It's the Grecian Empire, Greece. And so there is the prince that was in charge of that empire also. Oh, glory be to God. You only know Nebuchadnezzar, but you didn't know there is a prince behind him. Hallelujah. You only know Cyrus, but you don't know there is a king behind him. You only know all the Roman emperors and their names. We know them. We know serpent, but you didn't know there is a spirit behind him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Ezekiel 28. Listen to a description from verse 1 to verse 8.
The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus.
Who again?
The prince of Tyrus.
The prince of Tyrus. There is a spirit behind him. Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a description. Listen to me. Listen very well. Listen very well. This very one is very, very interesting. Listen. This prince of Tyrus was a physical human being. Read on. You will see it.
Son of man, say unto the prince of Tyrus,
yes.
Thus saith the Lord God,
yes.
Because thy heart is lifted up, and thou hast said, I am a God, I sit in the seat of God, in the midst of the seas, yet thou art a man and not God.
Art what?
Thou art a man.
So this one is a human being. But this is a human being, but he's referred to as a prince of Tyrus. And he spoke how he will end because of his pride. Then if you go to verse 11 to verse 19, listen now.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus.
Now there is also the king of the same Tyrus. There is the prince of Tyrus. And there is the king of Tyrus. Very interesting. Listen to the description of the king. And then you will understand what we are talking about. Oh yeah, who is this king?
And say unto him, thus saith the Lord God, thou sealest up the sun, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God.
You were in Eden, you were in the garden of God, you were in the presence of God. From the beginning, that was your position.
Every precious stone was thy covering.
See beauty.
The sardius, the topaz, and
precious,
the diamond, the beryl, and the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle and gold.
Hey, listen to that description. The workmanship.
The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created.
Inside of you was music. Instruments of music were created together with you inside. See the beauty. Go ahead.
Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth.
So you now know that he's no more talking to a physical person. He's talking to an angel. He was an angel. Go ahead.
And I have said this so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways.
You were perfect in your ways.
From the day that thou was created.
Until when?
Till iniquity was found in thee.
Till when?
Iniquity was found
until
in thee.
Until iniquity was found in thee. Read on.
By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And
see,
thou was sinned.
See him now. He filled himself with violence.
Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty. Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground.
And that was why he was cast to the earth. Go ahead.
I will lay thee before kings. They may behold thee.
Yes.
Thou hast defiled thy sanctuaries by the multitude of thy iniquities.
Hey.
By the iniquity of thy traffic. Therefore will I bring forth a fire from the midst of thee. It shall devour thee, and I will bring thee to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all them that behold thee.
That will
thee.
Take place in Revelation chapter 20. Finally,
all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shall thou be anymore.
Oh, glory be to God. So never you see Satan. If you see the way they write, they put them in the pictures and the cartoons and films. It's one horrible looking with horns, and because they say the dragon had 10 horns and all this. No, that is not Satan. No. Hey, open your eyes and catch something so that you understand this spiritual warfare. Satan was a beautiful and is still a beautiful angel. That's why he can disguise easily as an angel of light.
I hear you, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. But he lost his position. He lost his position. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And because he was cast to the earth here, he took over. He was on earth here before Adam was created. And he caused Adam to fall. Amen. And he took over the rulership that God gave Adam. That you should be fruitful, replenish, and dominate, and have dominion over the earth. All power to rule this earth was given to Adam. He collected it by what he did. And so you can see him even before Christ in Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4.
Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness.
Yes.
To be tempted of the devil.
Now go to verse 8, the third temptation.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain.
Now, yes.
And showeth him all the kingdoms of the world.
Uh-huh.
And the glory of them.
Go on.
And said unto him,
what
all
did he say?
These things will I give thee,
uh-huh,
if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
All these things will I give you because they belong to him. Oh, praise the Lord.
Then said Jesus unto him,
yes,
get thee hence, uh-huh, Satan. For it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve.
And we cannot worship you. But my emphasis there is, hallelujah. In another one, he showed him the whole kingdom. He said, he giveth it to whosoever he will.
Luke 4. Verse 5 and 6.
Thank you very much.
And the devil take him up that, into an high mountain.
I love that statement Luke said. I mean, captured there. What did he say?
Showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time.
In a moment of time.
And the devil said unto him,
uh-huh,
all this power will I give thee,
uh-huh,
and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me.
Who
and,
delivered it unto you? You are a robber. You stole it.
And to whomsoever I will, I give it.
He said, whosoever I will, I give the kingdom. Just bow before me. And church, you need to understand this. You need to understand this. That is why people will go and join occult to become rich. That is why they go through all the rituals to have political power. Because Satan will never give you anything free. In exchange, you must worship him. Oh, glory be to God. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. He said, he called him the God of this world.
But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost.
Uh-huh.
In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe
that
not.
That is what is making them to be lost. Part of the ministry of Satan is to blinding the people. Blinding them to the truth. Blinding them to the true God. The knowledge of the true God. That is what he uses error. He entices with money. He entices with power. All is so that you will not see the glorious light of the gospel. With all these things, see the way people chase. Everything that man is chasing is all but vanity. They are all in vain. They will never last. But Satan makes it look as if you have something to achieve by pursuing these things. But after the temptation, when Satan said the kingdom belonged to him, Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, what did Jesus say? Matthew chapter 4, verse 17.
Verse 17. From that time began Jesus to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Satan has his kingdom, but the kingdom of heaven is also at hand. God, through Christ, was coming to establish his own kingdom. So that it will be kingdom versus kingdom. Oh, praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Are we part of that kingdom here? Are we part of that kingdom here? Let's clap our hands for this Jesus. Hallelujah.